Have you ever wondered about a different career path? Ever thought about doing something else, something rewarding, something in demand locally and internationally, but perhaps feel like you're lost on where to start? Now, you may have heard of Ecolant. Did you know that they're not only a school, but the Ecolant Institute actually offers teacher training? Alison Eaglesham, Head of Department for the Institute of Learning and Teaching, and Lisa Parker, Programme Administrator, joined me to explain what it's like to choose to take a complete career curveball and train to become a teacher later in life after having already perhaps had a career in something completely different. First of all, here's Alison.
Well, we're from the International School of Geneva, commonly known as Ecolant, and there we have an Institute for Learning and Teaching where we deliver professional development courses, and we also run our initial teacher education programme, which is delivered in partnership with Durham University. So we're looking to train the next generation of teachers for international schools.
What do I need to already have in the bag to do this training course?
Well, you need to have a degree, and that will allow you to go on and do a postgraduate qualification, which is what we're offering.
So can that degree be in anything, or does it have to be in something specific?
Okay, that is a really interesting question. So let's say you have a degree in maths, then you can apply to be a maths teacher. But if you have a degree in communications, then you couldn't apply to be a maths teacher. Mm. The rule that Durham University has is that 50% or more of your degree must be in that chosen subject.
Does the teacher training course teach me a subject, or does it teach me how to just be a teacher?
Exactly. So we just come back to what I said. So for example, if you want to be a maths teacher, you would have to have all that knowledge of maths up to A level, because we, on our course, we take 16 people each year, a maximum of 16, that is, and that is a mixture of primary and secondary. And within the secondary, we will have a range of subjects. So we'll have secondary English teachers, geography, maths, PE, history, science, etc. So you're right. No, we don't give subject-specific input throughout the year. We teach you how to be a teacher. But alongside that, with Durham University, we do give some extra tuition. We have math specialists from other school, partner schools and Ecolint, who will come in and do a week of maths, because primary teachers need to have a bit of extra maths input. So we do, from time to time, offer extra subject specific training, but that's not what our course is about. It's about training to be a teacher, which is classroom management, assessment, lesson planning, etc.
What are the advantages, really, the benefits of becoming a teacher, retraining as a teacher in your 30s, 40s, 50s?
Well, many people look to come into the profession to change careers. They've been doing something completely different and they decide perhaps they want a profession that is more purpose driven or closely aligned to what they believe in. So for them, it's a great opportunity to change what they're doing. And for us, it's wonderful because they bring a lot of their life and career experience into the profession.
Is it all in English?
It is.
And how many people have come through the doors so far?
Well, the course started in 2010. And up until now, we have trained 167 teachers, and some of them are working in the local area, and a lot of them are working abroad. There are many international schools in the world, and we have teachers in Asia, in the Middle East, the US, Australia, and we keep in touch with them once a year. I send them an email to ask where they are, because one of the questions we do get asked a lot is about teaching possibilities once they've graduated. People want to know, what are my chances of getting a job in the local area? And we always say there is something for everybody, but if you are mobile and you can travel, this is a passport to travel the world.
You mentioned it's a partnership with Durham University. You also, though, kind of, I don't know whether partnering is the right word, but partner up with local schools. People do placements in some of the other local schools.
Yes, and we work with the international schools in this area, in Geneva, in Lausanne, and as far away as Montreux. It's coming really back to the language. The international schools' working language is English. But we do work with schools such as Florimont that have a bilingual program, because a lot of our applicants are bilingual, and if not trilingual. And so we try and encourage our students to have a placement in French or English, because it will open up their job prospects at the end of the course if they can teach in both languages.
If someone applies now, if they get involved today, if they pick up the phone or they visit your website, ecolant-institute.ch, by the way, if they visit you now and they say, I want to do this, how soon can they be on a course? When is the next enrolment happening?
Okay, well, the course will start in the last few days of August this year. And so we are accepting applications from now. You have to go onto the website and all of the admissions procedure is listed there. Or you can contact me direct. I'm very happy to help anybody if they have any questions. And then the course is full time. So you would start with us at the end of August and go through to the following June.
I know that you've got an information session that's coming up. What's that going to be like?
We have an online information session scheduled for the 4th of April, and you can register via our website. You'll hear from ourselves, from Lisa and I, about the course, and also from the teacher trainers who will be teaching you day in, day out on the programme about what it will involve and why you should join us.
That's Alison Eaglesham, the Head of Development for the Institute of Learning and Teaching. And we heard Lisa Parker, Programme Administrator at Echolant Institute. Coming up, we'll hear from Angus MacDonald, who did exactly this. He was working in the corporate world and decided to change things up. He did the PGCI course at the Echolant Institute. And so we'll find out if it was all worth it. That's coming up. That's Suede and 15 again. It felt appropriate if you're thinking about going back to school, retraining as anything. Now, Angus MacDonald had a corporate role in a large conglomerate, but a few years ago, he decided to retrain as a teacher. And he went through the exact training with Echolant teacher training that we've been mentioning earlier. Now, he's now a maths teacher and he's loving it. First things first, I asked him about making that leap to change career. I asked him why he wanted to do so.
Okay, I was in a corporate job where it was very transactional. It was a means to an end, and I was trying to get enough money together so that I could retire as early as possible. And rather than actually, so I was running almost away from something in the work, and I got to the point where I realized that actually life is for living. It's not about kind of getting it done as quickly as possible and not enjoying the process. So that was kind of the decision. I decided I wanted to do something where I was enjoying the process rather than just enjoying the rewards.
What was it about teaching that then spoke to you? Like, were you looking at different options or did it feel very...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was move to a similar thing but different or change completely. And the thing about teaching... It was bizarre. When I made the change, there were people from my school who contacted me through Facebook saying, oh, well, you've always been a teacher, really. I remember you were teaching me when we were both in the same maths class in school. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. And it kind of turned out to be the case. I've always really loved basically helping people to become better at something or just better in general by the way they feel about themselves. There's an enormous satisfaction in developing others. So that was kind of what appealed. And then when I thought about it, I'd done an awful lot of teaching in the corporate world. I was coaching junior rugby. I'd done interview skills training for students applying to Oxbridge. And so there was something about teaching that I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed that process. And then the other thing that kind of pushed me towards it was my kids were teenagers, and I thought they were hilarious. And I thought their friends were hilarious. And I really enjoyed spending time with them. I actually like teenagers, generally speaking, which is kind of unusual, I think, for some people. But I think they're the most amazing kind of proto-humans. And I think that given the right influences, they can become amazing people as well. And so that combination, it's like, well, where can you do this with these people who you have fun with? Oh, teach.
How was it then training? Did it feel like going back to school? Did it feel like starting at the bottom of a rung again as an adult?
Completely. I say completely. Yes, you are massively inexperienced and you make loads of mistakes and you are learning a lot of stuff that's fresh, which is hard, but it's enormously satisfying to improve anything. I mean, you know, learning is great. I have to say that because I'm a teacher. But no, learning is a wonderful experience to come out knowing something or doing something that you didn't do before. But obviously, as an adult who's been through a career, you're not starting from scratch. You know what people do. You know how people react. You've a lot of experiences that are reapplicable. So you don't completely discount all your previous experiences and go, oh, I'm going to be a teacher, everything's going to be completely new and I'm an absolute novice. No, you've been on the planet for a few years now. You kind of know the way things generally work. And particularly if you've had your own children. Kids are, you know, they're all different, but they're all the same to some degree. They have good days, they have bad days, they're motivated, they're not motivated, they get stuff, they don't get stuff, they get frustrated, they get angry, they're happy, whatever. You learn about how to work and to deal with those things before you become a teacher. And then when you become a teacher, yeah, there's lots of technical stuff about how to prepare lessons, how to structure relationships, how to structure your courses, how to engage with the students, how to discipline a classroom, et cetera, et cetera. Those you have to learn, and those you're brand new and you're rubbish at them to start off with.
Mm. Why maths?
Because it's great. First of all, my educational background is maths. It was always a subject that talked to me. But I also think that there is a terrible Western perspective on maths that you can or you can't do it. And people have maths anxiety. And anything I can do to prevent that being the case, I see as a huge positive. It's acceptable to go, oh, maths, I just don't get it. But nobody goes, oh, reading, I just don't get it. And it's just fundamental.
I think I can gather the answer to this, but are you glad you've done it?
Hell yes.
You'd do it all again?
Yeah. Oh, completely. One of the things that was really bizarre was I loved going back to university. I mean, it's not technically, physically going back to university. But what they say, education's too valuable to be wasted on the young. When I was at uni, I didn't enjoy the academic piece at all. But I really enjoyed the academic piece in the PGCE. I loved understanding the theory and the science behind learning and intelligence and, you know, why people choose different subjects, et cetera, et cetera. So I wrote, you know, you write papers as part of it. And I loved doing the research. I kind of like really got into it.
Angus MacDonald there on choosing to become a teacher. If you want more info and the teacher training that Angus did here in Geneva, visit echolant-institute.ch. They have an online information session coming up on April the 4th. They also welcome anyone who wants to get in touch now to ask any questions. Good luck in your next career. News up next.